reply. What are you? How do you classify yourself? Does anybody hear me? Good. I think that's where we're all at. We're all in the process of learning how to do and not only hear the Word of God. We've been hearers so long. We've been hearers of the Word of God so long that it's become easy to sit and listen. And then some of these things we apprehend and we apply to our lives, but most of the things that we don't. Look in Ephesians. We're going to run through this real quickly. And I want some dialogue from you. If you've got some questions that you didn't understand this morning, or some things that were said, for example, one thing Shirley was sharing, and she told me, she said that she hasn't seen this spirit that I'm talking about so much in Lafayette, so much as she's seen the other aspect of it. I basically understood you to mean a chauvinistic spirit. I want to say this, that you'll know that I think that's the same spirit, except it's manifested in the male form. When we're talking about this spirit, we're talking about a spirit that wants to manipulate and control. Okay? And is a spirit male or female? No. Now your body and your soul is, but your spirit is neither male nor female. Now, when it's manifested in a man, it's manifested in a man who beats his wife, who manipulates his wife, who is chauvinistic. It's the same spirit, except it's manifested in a male. He still hasn't found his right place in what he's supposed to do. That's what we're talking about. When it's manifested in a woman, it's the same thing. She manipulates. She won't submit. She tries to control the whole situation. And that's what we're really talking about. It's the same spirit, except it's manifested in the same way. I was thinking about that, and I shared it with Judy, and that I thought that was such a truth, is that it is the same spirit. It's just manifested in a different way. And another thing that's been interesting to me is that like attracts like. For example, and I'm not going to call the name of it, but from where you're from where you are seeing this from, okay, what that would attract is like kind. That would come into there a lot like it, okay? And the other will too, where it's manifested in the female. It will come a lot like that will come. It's just a magnet for that particular thing. And like attracts like. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband, well, let me back up. Subject or submit or submission. I don't think that he leaves it unclear here as to what that means. What he's saying here is that as to the Lord, if Jesus Christ's wife was asking you to do something, would you do it? Huh? Sure. So that's what he's saying here. As you would do it to Jesus Christ, do it to your own husband. Do it for your own husband. Respond in a like way. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their own husbands in what? Everything, or in all things. And he doesn't have to be spiritual. Now, we answered the question this morning, why? The great big question, why is this here? Why is this in the Scriptures? Why does Paul talk about this? And why does Peter talk about this? Why is this? And I've never answered that before until today. But why, wives, submit to your husbands? There has to be a spiritual reason for it. And that's what we were endeavoring to uncover. Now, we talked about these verses this morning, and the husband has his place in the home. He is the head. The wife is then associated and responds to him as the church responds to Jesus Christ. The wives respond to him as the wife would respond to Jesus Christ. And then, of course, there are the children. You go on down in Ephesians 6. Now, back in Genesis, where we went, and we'll touch this. You see, I'm just going right quickly through it. I'm just wanting to cast it back out here again, throw this same seed, and coming back another time and broadcasting, because this is just what the Spirit's saying to us. Not lingering, we lingered this morning and we taught it. But now I'm just coming across now and just broadcasting it one more time. Now what I want to answer here is why. In Genesis chapter 3, we're talking about the fall of man. And we started reading this morning in verse 12. We all are familiar with Adam and Eve's fall. We started reading at verse 12. But before I read it, I just want to get you to respond to me now and see what you remember. Why should the wife be subject to the husband? We're going to read it in just a second, but I just want to hear you respond back to me. Why? Pardon? Part of the curse. Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll put that here. That's true. Any other responses? She's the weaker vessel. Any other responses? God's will. That's a good reason. Okay. Pardon? Husband can be blessed. And the whole family. All these are reasons. But the way that I really want you to see this, and it incorporates all of this, yes, it is part of the curse, and we'll read that in just a second. Yes, she is the weaker vessel. Yes, it is God's will. It's His command. And yes, it will bless the husband and the entire household. But the reason that the way I really want you to see this and respond, and this is the primary reason that I wanted to go back tonight and just sense to go back and do it again, in covering, if you do not submit to your husband, are you covered? Huh? And what can happen? Does the devil have access to you? This is the way I want you to respond to this when we touch on these kinds of things, and when you're thinking of, why should I submit to my husband? The reason that you're to submit to your husband is because, woman, you are the primary attack of the devil. It is him that he is after. It is the woman that he first and foremost is aimed at. You are the curse to him. He's not the curse to you. We're going to read it again. You know what I'm talking about. We read it this morning. But I want you to see, woman, that he is after you. And the way that you can keep him from getting to you is to get under your husband. Is that right? That's the way I really want you to respond to this, is that you, why do you submit to your husband? To avoid the attack of the devil. He is your shelter. Now let's, and Cindy, I'm looking at you and some of the other ladies that come here you don't have that covering. What you've got to do then is trust the men at the church. You've got to come, pastors and elders, and allow them to cover you. Allow them to take that bombardment. When you've got something working on you, you've got to come to us and share it with us. If a woman's got a husband, she doesn't need to be sharing her problems with me. She needs to be sharing it with her husband. Right? But when you've got a problem, then it's our responsibility to take care of that problem in your life. Okay? And that's that way with women that don't have husbands. So, just wanted to touch that. Now, let's read this. Verse 12 of Genesis 3. And the man said, and this is when the Lord was asking him, why did he do what he did? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate. Now, was he passing the buck, or was he just being honest? He's being honest. That's exactly what happened. He said, I messed up. I submitted to my wife, and I should have been covering. She told me to do something, and I did it. Now, please understand me. I'm not saying when your wife asks you to do something, you say, oh, no, I'm the man. But when it's good or evil and not godly, okay, there's the tree of life, which is godly. Then there's the tree of good and evil. I don't know what session. Was this in your session that this was the tree of good and evil and godly and all this? Someone's session that we were with here this past week, that this began to come out when John was ministering, and it began to develop, and I began to share it But there's the tree of good and evil, and then there's the tree of life. Now, the tree of life is the godly tree. When you partake of that tree, it'll bring you life. But a lot of things are good, but they're not godly. All right? They're good, but they're not godly. Okay, you with me? Your wife can have some good ideas. Did Sarah have a good idea about Hagar? Did she? Was it godly? No. Wasn't God's will. So what Eve had here was a good idea. It doesn't matter if it was evil or not. It was from the tree of good and evil. It just wasn't godly. So when the wife comes to you with a good idea, man, it's to you to make sure that it's godly. Now that's the way I want to project. And Adam says, hey, that's what happened. She gave it to me and I ate it. It's my fault. And then he says, and so then the Lord went to the woman. He says, then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, now was she passing the buck or was she being honest? She's being honest. She says, the serpent deceived me. My wife stood before you this morning. And what did she say to you? The serpent deceived me. I was deceived. I was blinded. The spirit that's working in our area had gotten over her and control of her. And she shared that with you. I want women to be able to do that, to be able to stand up and not have to feel like you got to be right all the time. And say, I was wrong, I was deceived. Is it biblical to be deceived, ladies? Sure it is. Understand what I'm trying to project to you. It's okay, ladies, to be wrong. She says, the serpent deceived me. She was very honest. And the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle, more than every beast of the field. On your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. Now who's doing this? And I will put enmity. Who is the I? God. Is God doing this? God's doing this that we're going to read. God says, I'm going to put enmity first and foremost between who? The serpent and the woman. That is the thing that I think that we've got to see today, and what the Lord's trying to speak to us, what the Spirit's trying to show us, is that the number one attack of the serpent, give me some more names for him. Satan. Okay. Some more. Devil. What? Slewfoot. Give me some scripture on it. Beelzebub. Okay. The dragon, we find the dragon in Revelation 12. Remember the dragon in Revelation 12 who stands before the woman to devour the seed? The dragon. Okay? So, the number one attack of the serpent or Satan or the prince of darkness or the devil or the dragon is who? Is the woman. Ladies, when you'll understand that, if you'll allow that to sink into you and become truth to you and not just be a hearer of what we're saying here, but also understanding this and becoming a doer of this, you'll understand why it's necessary that you're covered by your husband. You'll understand why it's necessary that you submit to your own husband. You're the primary attack of him. Because if he can get you, he can get the man. Did it work for him in Genesis chapter 3? And it's still working. It's still working. We've got godly men in our fellowship whose wives are under attack, and it hinders them from moving on in the kingdom. All right? Then, number one attack, who's the number two attack? Okay, seed. Give me some more words for seed. Children? Generations? Okay. Number one attack for the serpent, or of Satan, or a prince of darkness, or the devil, whoever, is the woman. The number two attack is your children. Number two attack. Woman, you need to make sure that you submit to your husband and that your children obey your husband. If they don't, they're going to get whipped by the devil. He's after them. He's after them. He wants you. He wants your children. If he can get you and your children, he can defile the man. My credibility If the devil can get to my wife and get to my children, my credibility is so lessened. But if they'll come under my covering and allow me to cover them, and I do what I'm supposed to do, I can be all that God wants me to be. Now, is this clear? Now I'm going to ask you again. Ladies, why does Paul and why does Peter say submit to your own husband? To have a shelter from the attack of Satan. Now remember this, it's interesting to me that the enmity that God puts is between the woman and the serpent and the seed and the serpent and not between the man and the serpent. Is this correct? Now, our warfare, men should be warriors. Young men, children, fathers, and all that comes into warfare. We need to understand those things. Our war, it's not that he doesn't attack me, but I'm not his primary attack. Now, I'm getting a revelation of this. My wife is his primary attack. My children are his primary attack. God says, I'm going to do it this way. Verse 15 says, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. And we've been taught all these years, that the devil is a curse on us. Is that correct? Why? Because we're a curse on him. Is that what it says? You see? We've been taught all these years that he's going to get us. No, the truth is we're going to get him. We've been taught all these years that he's after me when the truth is I should be after him. We've been taught since the turn of the century that the church has got to rapture, it's got to get out of here because the devil's going to beat it to death. When the truth is, we'll crush his head. And it's the church that'll do it. Okay? Everything's flip-flopped. Folks, I want us to understand, we have been made together with Christ, placed to get put together with Christ, and made to sit together with him in the heavenly places. We are far above him. He's afraid of us. Have you ever been in school and there's been a some of you guys may relate with this, and there's a bully, you know, this big fat guy, and he kind of goes around bullying folks. But you never see him fighting anybody. And some little whippersnapper comes up and challenges him, and the big fat guy runs. He's just a big bully. And I want us to understand, now the devil is real. I better make sure I understand. The devil is real, and he's mean, and he is bad. But he's afraid of you because you're meaner and you're badder. Okay? But see, we've been taught. Now, that's what this verse is saying here. He says, he's cursing the serpent in verses 14 and 15. And he says, what I'm going to do now, serpent, is I'm going to put enmity between the woman and you and between her seed and your seed. And he shall bruise your head. What will the woman's seed do? Bruise his head. And what's he going to be doing to the woman's seed? Bruising his heel. Okay? And that is a descriptive imagery, the scriptural imagery of the serpent and how he'll lay in wait at the side of the path and he'll jump out and bite somebody. But what happens is eventually you'll get a big rock and you'll crush his head. Is that right? Is that what, if a snake gets you, won't you try to find you a big stone or a stick or something and you'll bust his head? And that's exactly what the Spirit's trying to show us here. He's really afraid of us. And it's hard, it's even, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm teaching it and Pastor Tebow, you know, this isn't real in me yet. I want to be honest with you. I'm sharing these things because it's truth. But yet I'm not really satisfied yet that he's frightened of me. I see it in the Word. I know I have power over him. But yet still I've been taught this garbage that he's so big and bad. Okay? But the truth is, I'm far above him. I've got greater authority than he's got. Now, he says, I'm going to do this. That's what the Lord says, I'm going to do. Now then in verse 17, well, that's verse 16. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your pain and childbirth. In pain you shall bring forth children. Yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall what? Rule over you. That's where it comes from. This is where Paul picks it up, where Peter picks it up, where all the New Testament writers pick it up. They go all the way back to Genesis, to its origin and to its beginning, and they find it right here. This is why, wives, you submit to your own husbands. It protects you from the attack of the enemy. And then he says to Adam, to the man, he said, because you have listened. Some translations say hearken to, some heeded. But what it's talking about there, because you've submitted to your wife and not me. The head of the man is Christ, not the woman. Are you here with me now? All right, because you let her become your head, then all these curses happen. Because you haven't taken your place in the home and protected your wife and protected your children and done what you're supposed to do, then this curse has come in your home. It's come in your garden. Let's make it very plain and very real. And you're having to work yourself crazy. You're having to do all by the sweat of your brow. You're living day by day by day. Let's read it. Listen to the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree about which I command you, saying, you shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread. In other words, you've got to work for it. Till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And the thing that I saw here was that until we get our homes in order, we'll keep dying. We'll keep dying. Getting homes in order is just as important as getting anything else in your life in order, if not more so. Home out of order is what brought the original sin. Is this correct? A home out of order. Things out of whack. But the thing that the Spirit of the Lord was wanting us to grasp and see this morning is that the reason that it is important and imperative that women submit to their own husbands is that the attack of the enemy is first and foremost on the woman, and secondly upon the woman's children, and it's the man who has to protect her from the attacks of the enemy. Now, closing up with Peter, 1 Peter 3, these are the same scriptures we looked at this morning. I'm just running through it just to throw it out there again. And you didn't really get it. You got some of it, but you didn't really get it. Because this is what I really wanted you to get. Why do you submit to your husband? The reason you submit to your husband is because the enemy is coming at the woman. The enemy is coming at the children. The man is placed in a position to protect you. To protect you. Paul writes, Adam was not deceived. Who was deceived? Eve was deceived. And women, don't feel bad about saying, I was deceived. Satan slipped in and beguiled me. I was so proud of my wife this morning. By the way, she's with her granddaddy right now. But I was so proud of her this morning, being honest and sharing from her heart. And being able to say, I was blinded. I couldn't see. I was deceived. 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. You husbands likewise, live with your wives in an understanding way. Whose place is it to understand the marriage? The husband's. It's the husband's place in the marriage to understand the wife. It's not the wife's place to understand the husband. And then I gave you that thought this morning. Most marriages are entered into with a man wanting a gal just like the gal who married dear old dad. What they're really wanting is a mama and not a wife. They're wanting somebody that'll take care of them and not somebody they can take care of. Most husband-wife relationships are really mama-son relationships. And wives, let me tell you a secret. Your husband's going to get tired of going to bed with his mama. Can I say that here? He wants a wife. Is that too hard? Is that too blunt? I really believe that's one of the reasons that adultery and those kinds of things are rampant. The woman is not being the woman. She's trying to be mama. She's trying to take care of her husband. He doesn't want all the time a mama. Now, it's his fault, and I'll confuse myself and you if I don't watch it. But he wants a woman. That's what he really wants. He's going to find one. If you want to be mama to him all the time, you need to submit to him and become his wife and not his mother. It's up to you to understand these things, he says, because as a weaker vessel, since she's a woman, Now, who is the weaker vessel? Okay. The wife is the weaker vessel. The woman is the weaker vessel. Therefore, she submits to her husband because he is the stronger vessel. Projected the thought, you're going to attack a fortress. Where are you going to attack it at? Its strongest point or its weakest point? Its weakest point. Satan's coming at the woman. It's the Word of God. He's coming at the woman and he's coming at your children. And if you're not men, that's where he'll come and he'll attack you. It's a weaker vessel since she's a woman. And grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life. And here it is, so that your prayers may not be hindered. If you want a true relationship with the Lord, get your home in order. Understand your marriage. Find your roles. Find what you're supposed to be. If you're the husband, be the husband. Cover your family. Bless your family. Take charge over your family. Do what a man's supposed to do. If you're a woman, become a wife and not a mama. Submit to your husband. Be to him a wife, a helpmate. Bear him children. Do what a wife is supposed to do. If you're a children, you submit to your parents, or you won't live long on this earth. Is that what the Word says? So things will go well with you, and you'll live long on the earth. I told my kids today, I said, if you guys mess up in your marriages, I said, it's not because the Lord hasn't told you how to marry. It's not because the Lord hasn't showed you how to select your mates. You messed up because you've been in rebellion. There is no reason in the world why my son should not marry a woman that understands being a wife and not a mama to him. And there's no reason in the world why my daughter should ever marry a man who wants a mama and not a wife. They should know these things. And their marriages should work because I've covered them properly. Amen? Amen. Any dialogue, questions, anything now? This is the time we can do these kinds of things. Shirley? Weaker vessel? Weaker vessel is, okay. It's physical and emotional. That's exactly what it means. Not intellectually. It's physical and emotional. It doesn't deal with the spiritual. It does deal with the physical and the emotional. But in the spirit, you see, there's neither male nor female. Okay? You're united in the spirit. That's where you become as one. It becomes one in the spirit. But in the emotional realm and in the physical realm, she is the weaker vessel. Good question. Anything else? And please understand me now. You know, I really believe that the Lord's taking us into these kinds of studies and these kinds of truths. Not to make anybody angry or not to make anybody upset, but just to reveal some truth and cause us to come into a place where we need to be. A lot of husbands, particularly in our fellowship, aren't what I would call, quote unquote, as spiritual as is the woman. But that's not what the Scripture is talking about here. What the Scripture is talking about here is it doesn't matter even if he's saved or not. That if you want to be properly covered, then let your husband do what he's supposed to do by your submitting to him. Read 1 Peter chapter 3. It'll tell you about winning him to the Lord. That's what Judy did. Didn't Judy read that this morning? It'll tell you about winning him to the Lord and causing him to become a spiritual person by your godly lifestyle. And I believe that means your joy in the Lord, your happiness, your commitment to the Lord, your dedication to the things in the house of God. He'll see something in you that'll cause him to want to be drawn there. Okay. Anything else? Dialogue. Okay. Why, scripturally, why should a woman submit to her own husband? Protection. Protection. That's as good a way as you can say it. Protection. Woman, if you don't want to be beat to death by the devil, submit to your husband. Now, if you want him to have his way with you, then rebel. Maybe it's not rebellion, but don't understand that by protection, by letting him protect you, that you're covered. Amen. Father, thank you for your word. Your word is truth.